If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Come fly with me.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
If you're just joining us now, you've missed 2 hours of today's three-hour show. And I do suggest you go over to travelers411.com and register to be able to download through subscribing to our podcast, which is free to you. And then you'll be up to date because earlier in today's show, we visited at Ballinahinch Castle in Galway in Connemara, and then we went off to a silver mine, which has really turned into a gold mine, and to a wee little hotel. Oh, it's really, I'll give you a hint if you missed it. It's turned into a gold mine because the property is about a million zillion acres. A film company fell in love with it. Two films ago, they're now making their third film on the property, and they're there for months at a time. Can you only imagine what the rental fee is for that? So, I suspect that more revenue is coming in from the films that are being made on location at this silver mine in County Galway than is coming in from visitors to the silver mine on the property. But listen, go have a look. We went over to see the silver mine and stumbled into the making of yet again the third film of this film company. And remarkably, the films are about Montana. So they brought some Native Americans over from Montana to be in the film, which was less expensive than flying the crew to Montana to film there. I thought that was hilarious. But in the weeks to come, we're going to be visiting with some other castle lords and ladies and property owners that we'll be visiting with in Ireland. But when I was planning this trip, I was looking for places we hadn't been before and places that I thought you might be interested in. And I stumbled upon one which is just outside of the city of Sligo, which is north of Mayo and south of Donegal and where we're headed next, in Derry in Northern Ireland. And the pictures that I found, the information that I sourced out with the help of my wonderful staff, were so motivational to me that I contacted one of the owners, Jerry Stevenson, who is the proprietor of a place simply called Castledale. So castle with the word D-A-L-E merged into one long word, Castledale. A small in terms of number of rooms available for you to stay in, but over the top, wonderful place. I mean, when you see it, you're just going to flip. It's just beautiful. And it has the feeling of entering the grounds of a castle. The building itself is castle-like in design, but it is as contemporary modern a place as you're going to find, while giving you the ambience of an over-the-top, pampering, comfortable place in a kind of castle chateau-like setting. And we're going to be talking with proprietor Jerry Stevenson right after this.
Get ready for another exciting summer as tickets go on sale January 28th for Tanglewood, the summer home of the BSO, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of western Massachusetts. A summer season of classical music under the stars with BSO conductor Andres Nelsons and popular artists such as James Taylor, Wynton Marsalis, and special performances including Film Night and Tanglewood on Parade. Plan your Tanglewood summer now at BSO.org or get tickets at 888-266-1200 starting January 28th.
I am ensconced in a suite with a closet area in its own room that's big enough to put a bed in and make that another bedroom here at Castledale, just off the N4, a road you'll connect to from my favorite road in Ireland, the N17, which is my favorite road because I like to roll the window down and stick my head out, and the whole way we're on the N17. Sing the song made famous by the Saw Doctors band, and the name of that song is the N17. So go look it up on YouTube or something, and have a chance to hear the whole song, although we used a little bit of the N17 on the intro to this interview. But the important words are, I wish I were, it's supposed to be that they were in the States and they were missing home. Home being County Mayo, Ireland. And the N17 runs through County Mayo, and then you'll connect with the N4. That'll get you into Sligo and a couple of left turns or right turns or whatever, and you'll be at Castledale. But the lyrics are, I wish I were on the N17, stone walls and the grass is green. As you drive along the N17, like so many places in Ireland, but particularly there, you will see field after green grassy field divided by about 36-inch tall stone, gray stone walls. And they would have separated properties or parts of a farmer's land. And you'll see sheep and cows and horses. And it's just a delightful drive. So you're not very far from the N17, Jerry. But you were fairly far from Sligo for a good period of your life, no?
Yeah, I grew up in London for 50 odd years.
You lived in London.
Yeah.
And but were your parents from Sligo? What was it about Sligo that brought you here?
My mother was from Sligo, and I spent my summers in Sligo as a boy on sort of a farm not very far from here.
And when you were summering, were you active helping to work on the farm, or you just lounged about and rode your bicycle and enjoyed the experience?
No, most of the time taking horses out and riding the horses out in the mornings and sort of doing stuff with the horses, really. That was kind of my sort of summer, which was phenomenal, really.
Yeah, I would say. And you did that from what age until what age?
My grandfather put me on a horse when I was 4.
Oh, wow.
So up to about the sort of age of 18.
I hope it was a very gentle horse.
Yeah.
Because that could have been scary.
No, I think that's kind of what you do, really. I mean, that's what my grandfather decided that was the right time for me to go. So.
Do you remember that day?
Yeah, I was very close to my grandfather.
What was his name?
Thomas.
And so, was it a small horse compared to other horses, or was it the same size horse he would have been riding?
Same size he would have been riding.
Wow.
So
that's
yeah.
A long distance from the top of your head to the ground.
Yeah.
I mean, you sit on a horse and you look down, it's worse than a merry-go-round horse. I mean, it's taller.
Yeah. No, I still remember the horse's name, which was Captain. So.
Captain.
Yeah.
So you and Grandfather Thomas and Captain.
Yeah.
Went out on some trail?
Yeah, we just went over the farm. So we just took the horses out around the farm and sort of that was my introduction of how to ride a horse, really.
Was the first time you went out, did the horse do more than just walk? Did you trot at all?
No, I was kind of just walking, really.
Just, yeah.
I think when the next summer I could kind of trot with the horse.
By the time you were five?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
So you're quite the horseman.
Was. I was a little bit smaller then. I'm quite a bit taller and a bit heavier these days.
So when did you decide that you needed to go back to your roots in Sligo? What a change from London to Sligo. You're talking day and night.
Yeah, vast difference. I mean, I think when I was spending 3 hours driving from one meeting to the next meeting to the next meeting to spend maybe 5 or 10 minutes in each meeting.
What did you do that your meetings were quick and your distances were far?
I was in marketing. I was in sports marketing.
What does that mean?
So I used to work for a company called Sky Sports.
Oh, we know them.
Yeah, and I guess it's Fox Sports in the US. And so I spent my time sort of going from one meeting to another meeting.
We've got to take a quick break. You understand those things. And we'll be right back. I got to hear more about this. We're at Castledale, just outside of Sligo, a place you're going to want to put on your next itinerary. Don't leave me.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
Ireland invites you to the Gulfibber Fiddler of a lifetime. Befuddled by Gulfibber Fiddler? I'll explain. It's what begins with a lively round of golf at Ballybunion and soon turns into an even livelier round at Belfast's Fibber McGee's, where the fiddler plays on 4 strings, 2 feet, and occasionally someone's shoulders. Golf, Fibber McGee's, Fiddler. Gulfibber Fiddler. An easy word to stumble over and an Ireland easy to stumble into. So take a vacation from the typical vacation.
Find great value vacation offers at Ireland.com.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors in my new novel. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams' travel TV show, Jet Set 411, debuts on Sunday, February 4th, nationwide, and will be seen on Sundays in the 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern time slot, coast to coast. You'll find Jet Set 411 weekly in such major cities as Boston, New York City, Atlanta, Orlando, Miami, Ohio, Houston, Dallas, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Hawaii, and more. Check out Stephanie's blogs at sabrams.com/blog for a complete list of stations. Check local newspapers and online TV listing for schedules in your market and wherever you'll be visiting on Sundays. Jet Set 411, your TV connection to Stephanie Abrams' travel info and advice, syndicated by the Biz TV Network.
This old house once knew my children. This old house once knew my
wife. It's travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm ensconced in a... It looks like country French provincial furnishings suite at Castledale. And Castledale is just outside of Sligo on the wild Atlantic Way of Ireland. North of Galway and Mayo, south of Donegal, and south of Northern Ireland. And Castledale, it's really a really interesting place from the point of view that it's clearly new, but you have the feeling of being in a castle on gorgeous landscaped grounds. And just a few minutes from Sligo, which is a bustling place where if you need to do a bit of shopping, and you're not all that far, we'll get into it, but you're not all that far because Sligo really isn't all that big a place. From Yeats's burial ground in Drumcliffe, and a good friend of ours, Mark Leslie, if you've listened over any period of time, you've heard him on the air with me. He has always liked to go spelunking in the marble caves, which aren't far from here. So something I like to hear about, but you won't get me to do. But in any event, Jerry Stevenson, proprietor of Castledale, is with me in our suite. And this is rambling. You need roller skates to get around. And literally, the wardrobe, you know, you open the doors to Narnia. You walk through the wardrobe. This, you open the door, you're in a whole other room. I mean, literally, it's the size of a good-sized guest room, lined with cupboards and closets and an area in the middle for storage, and almost looks like one of those islands you'd put in a fancy new kitchen. So I left you having spent your summers in Sligo, having grown up and lived in London all your life, finding yourself driving vast distances in, I suppose, traffic. Because if you drove 3 hours and 3 hours and 3 hours from London, you'd be in the North Sea. You're never more than about 125 miles from the water. Yeah. Anywhere you are in the UK. So, and when you got to these meetings that were short meetings, what were you doing at them?
Just pitching ideas to different clients and and that was it, really. But I kind of decided really that I was going to retire when I was 50.
When did you make that decision?
When I was 40.
See, my husband did that at 47. So, you know, he's beaten quite a number of people, did an early retirement thing. He did this. I understand it entirely. He did the same thing. He said, you know, why am I doing this? We don't need to do this.
Yeah.
And I said, well, you can do that, but I'm not.
Yeah.
So that'll make it easier when I want to go someplace for you to be available. And so I get that. You know, sometimes I'm sure I have listeners who are relating to this at the moment. We may be altering some lives. There seem to be pre-planned prescriptions by family, by friends, by what other people are doing, that individuals wind up on, not realizing your life can be any way you want it to be. It doesn't have to be this.
That's very true.
And, you know, sometimes it takes a building to fall on your head. You know, like, this is your wake-up call.
Mm-hmm.
So I think maybe for some of my listeners, this might be your wake-up call. Your life can be any way you want it to be. So if you're not getting as much out of it as you think you ought to be getting out of your life, have a look at alternative ways of spending whatever you have left in the days of your life. And so one day this building fell on your head and you said, wait a minute, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? And what would I rather be doing? And the first thing that came to mind was Sligo.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. That was it. I mean, that was that moment where you kind of, enough is really enough. And we found this property.
So you said, I really want to be back in Sligo. Those were the happiest days of my life.
Yeah.
Do you still have family here?
Strangely enough, I have 150 relatives in Sligo and one in London. That's the kind of really weird thing about it. So, yeah, no.
Have you met all 150?
Yeah, no. And
you have enough space here, you could have them all into the house and all over and they'd still spread out.
Yeah, very much so. No, we had a function at the house when we first kind of...
And invited everybody over.
Yeah.
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
Well, now if it was a beautiful day and you did it on the lawn, they'd just all disappear into their own corners. But, I mean, at least in the house, I guess you could find them all again.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was amazing. And to see people you haven't seen for sort of 15, 20 years. And
oh, wow.
Sort of, and to pick up. And my father was from Derry, so your next place, of course. So.
Yeah.
So it's sort of...
What part of Derry?
A place called Dungiven, which isn't the most prettiest of places, but it's a wonderful place. Derry is a fantastic city.
Yes, it really is. It really is. And that's why we find that we wend our way back there just about every visit to Ireland. So you decided you're coming back,
mm-hmm.
and you want to do something. Yeah. How did you... and was Castledale named Castledale, or you changed the name?
No, we didn't change the name. That's what it was.
Okay.
So we didn't think it was a good idea to change.
Okay. And so you found Castledale. Were you running about with a real estate person? Or did you hear through the grapevine that it was available or for sale or whatever?
No, we didn't do it through family. We kind of thought, okay, let's come to Sligo, not say anything to anybody. We looked for this place online and thought, okay, well, it looks interesting. So I flew over.
So you looked online to find out what was for sale in Sligo that might put the smile on your face that I've seen for the first time.
Yeah.
The whole time we were talking about London, you were really quite deadpan.
Yeah.
And as soon as you said, I was looking for a place in Sligo, you lit up like a Christmas tree. Stay with me, everybody. We're going to take a quick break. Come back talking to Jerry Stevenson about his travels, moving his life based in London to a life based in Sligo in Ireland. Don't leave me.
Ain't got time to fix her shoes. Ain't got time.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. Jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's medieval mile, Waterford's Viking quarter, and Longcrew Passage tombs in County Meath. Ireland's ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10,
snowball fight!
Winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and save 15%.
Come in. Well, 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 look who's here. I haven't seen you in many a year. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. Baked a cake, baked a cake. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. Hut-cha-do, hut-cha-do, hut-cha-do.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm with Jerry Stevenson, proprietor of Castledale, a place you can stay at. Can't call it a hotel. And if I say B&B, that's like saying boutique hotel. You know, that has no meaning. Because there are far too many places that are B&Bs, and there are far too many places that are boutique hotels, and none of them fit any mold. And this is just an incredible place. I mean, very, very impressive. You can go to sabrams.com, S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com, or travelers411.com. Put in Castledale, one word, and you'll get the show notes and links to their website and lots that we will have already uploaded. So have a look. So you decided, what was that like, the moment when you said, I want out of here, and the place I know I'm going to be happiest is Sligo? I mean, was there a kind of sense of a combination of relief and anxiety? I mean, I can't imagine what that moment was like when you said, you know what, I'm done with this, I'm moving on, and this is where I'm going. What were the feelings associated with that?
No anxiety.
No.
Quite the opposite, really. The anxiety was living in London, and leaving London was the, you know, packing everything up,
right,
and the moving.
Monkey off your back.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Wow. So you went online, and were you just looking for a place to live, or were you looking for a place that could be a business as well, or what were you looking for when you went online?
A place to live.
You were looking for a place to live?
Yeah.
You'd have to have an awful lot of children to just live here by yourself.
Well, we have four.
It's still not enough. So you went online, and you saw this place advertised as what?
It was advertised as a contemporary mansion.
Well, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
But contemporary mansion in the form of a castle.
Yeah.
I mean, it's remarkable.
Yeah, I mean, I think the original design is on a French chateau.
Yeah.
So it's not sort of...
Right. And when you're coming from the N for National Road, the N4, going toward what? I guess going in the direction of Dublin?
Yeah.
Going in the direction of Dublin. You have to go slowly. It'll be on your left side. It's a stealth place. Little tiny sign that says Castledale. We had a wonderful exploratory visit around the lake here.
Yeah, Lochgale.
Yeah, because we missed that little teeny sign.
Yeah.
But I very much enjoyed the visiting the neighborhood. Well, but it reminds me of the Merion in Dublin, which was four townhouses. The last one, which was number 23, Upper Merion Way, I think is the street. It's right near Upper Merion Park. The fourth one was the building in which the Duke of Wellington was born. And they were four townhouse homes. They gutted the first level and made it all the public rooms, reception, the morning room, a couple of private breakout rooms, the bar, whatever. And then the upper rooms, you know. And then they built more rooms behind it. You can't see it from the street. But there's this little teeny tiny brass plaque the size of a piece of copy paper. And this little teeny tiny brass plaque says, The Merion. And if the bellman dressed in his top hat and his almost beef-eater looking clothing, but black, isn't standing outside. You never know it's a hotel. And it's the same thing here. You never know that there is something behind those big stone walls other than somebody's mansion.
Yeah.
It's really quite remarkable. So this was for sale as a house. And you were looking for a house with how many bedrooms?
Well, this originally was 5 bedrooms. So
how many are there now?
In the house itself, 7. We don't really want to build sort of lots of bedrooms, really.
Are those 7 bedrooms available for guests, or your family occupies some of them?
No. We've in a separate part of sort of the annex to here, and we kind of live there now.
Okay, so you're in a completely different place. Is it attached, or it's somewhere else on the property, or it's outside the grounds?
No, it's on the grounds, but it's a couple hundred.
Buried in the woods there or something.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's 7 bedrooms in the house?
Yep.
And that's how it was advertised? When you were out?
Oh, no, it was advertised as 5.
I see, okay.
But we've just... The 2 bedrooms were here, but were never really finished, so we just kind of finished them.
Got it. So you were thinking in terms of, okay, there's 5 bedrooms, that's great, we have 4 kids.
Yep.
1 for each child, 1 for us. And then you got here.
Yeah.
Were you able to see pictures before you got here of its unbelievable magnificence? Or was the big surprise when you got to the gates?
Yeah, the big surprise was coming to the gates, and really the pictures never really did the place justice, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah, that happens all the time.
Yeah, so I got here, and I made an offer straight away.
So there are electronic gates out there that you need to code, or somebody's got to push a button from in the house to let you in today.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, because I think people that come here want a certain amount of privacy. Mm. What we do is we give people a gate key to come in and out, and sort of. But it's,
I've got one of those.
Yeah, but
electronic gizmo.
Yeah, it just gives people a bit of peace and quiet.
Well, this is the perfect. Listen, all you people who have people stalking you because you're a celebrity type, this is the perfect place for you. Years and years ago, and regrettably, the 2 women. Sally and Louise, who owned, what was it called? The Charles Street Inn, 94 Charles Street in Boston. 9 rooms. Gas lanterns on the street outside, original from the late 1800s, early 1900s in Boston. And I had them on the air with me. And do you know that about 2 months later, Julia Roberts checked in? And it was because I made that same little speech. All you people who are looking for privacy, this is the place. Because it had no big lobby where people could sit and even think about waiting for you. Mm-hmm. It was a townhouse originally.
Yeah.
And, you know, you had total privacy in these wonderful suites. And regrettably, they've sold the place. And I made them so well known, I couldn't get a room in there about 2 years later. You just couldn't get in. But it was my pleasure to do that for them. But that's, anybody that's listening that would love to stay in a wonderful place while they are touring around the west of Ireland, this is it, folks. But if you have a reason to want to disconnect from people who follow you, this would be the place, because it's about as private as it could get, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so.
And yet, this is like, you know, the best, finest Relais and Chateau, or, you know, California over the top, or, you know, New York City palatial penthouse kind of place in a very modern setting, sitting on these gorgeous grounds, truly feeling like you're in the middle of nowhere and you're just a couple of minutes into Sligo and to Derry and to Donegal and to Mayo, and it's just, you're just surrounded by all the places to go and things to do and see.
Well,
so when you got here, you had a five-bedroom house with two bedrooms that never got finished.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else that was unfinished?
Yeah, I mean, the upstairs.
That amazing party room.
Yeah, yeah.
With a bar the size of Oklahoma that's made of gray stone.
Yeah, Donegal stone, blue stone.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
I looked at it and all I could think is, what did they have to put into the structure of this house to shore up this thing? Because it's got to weigh a good couple tons. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back. You want a place for a wedding and a party? This is the place. We'll be right back.
You were coming, I'd have baked a cake, hired a band. Goodness sake, if I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. Ha-cha-do, ha-cha-do, ha-cha-do.
Ireland invites you to visit the world's only pub bunalobby. What's a pub bunalobby, you ask? It's when you're on your way from Bunratty Castle to the Giant's Causeway when a wrong turn ends up being perfectly right. Because before you know it, you're sitting in a Dublin pub singing "O Danny Boy" with a man named, of all things, Bobby. Dublin pubs, Bunratty Castle, Bobby. Pub bunalobby. Only Ireland has it. So take a vacation from the typical vacation.
Find great value vacation offers at Ireland.com.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades. Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Ireland invites you to the Epic Bee in Bridgeford. New to Bee in Bridgeford? Brace yourself. After a night at a Galway B&B, you head to the Carrickaree Rope Bridge. Crossing the 75-foot chasm urges you to return to solid ground, setting out to Waterford, home of the famous crystal. Careful, though. This town has a tradition of you break it, you buy it. B&B, Rope Bridge, Waterford.
Oops.
Bee in Bridgeford, only in Ireland. So take a vacation from the typical vacation.
Find great value vacation offers at Ireland.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show brought to you by Rumors, Stephanie Abrams' novel of secrets, lies, and conspiracies that ensnare the lives of ordinary people in a tightening web that all starts with rumors. Available at Amazon.com in print and Kindle formats and BarnesandNoble.com. Rumors by Stephanie Abrams, the perfect leisure time companion.
Let's take an old-fashioned walk. I'm just bursting with talk. What a tale could be told.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm delighted to be at Castledale, a marvelous place to stay, in Sligo, in Ireland. And I'm with Jerry Stevenson, the proprietor, who is my hero of the day. I love it when people wake up one day and realize that the track they have found themselves on, probably one put in place when they were children, and is an outgrowth of the expectations families have for their children. And so, you know, you can follow a path and get to a destination that was predetermined before you were old enough to make that decision yourself and realize, you know, this is my life and this is not the way I wanted to go. I've met so many people, Jerry, especially in island destinations. There's a guy that's lived since he's 20 years old in Jamaica. He had come as a child, often with his family, and on one of those last family trips when he was a teenager, he said, you know, I love the vibe here. He owns a place called, is it Mystic Mountain? Magic Mountain? Magic, Mystic, Magic Mountain? Go look it up, people. Go to my website and then put in Jamaica. And I think it's Mystic Mountain. He put in, did you ever see the movie Cool Runnings?
Yeah.
Okay. He built a kind of, he was inspired by that as well. And because of it, when he finally moved, he lived in Jamaica a long time, he bought this mountain. And he built this thing that you go in, something that looks like a ski lift, for four people across can sit in the ski lifty thing. And there are many of these ski lifty chairs, and take you 730 feet, I think it is, up above the canopy of trees. And instead of doing, like, you know how people do this, what do they call them? Sling something or whatever. Sky somethings. Well, you slide on a thing through the air, and that's so not for me. I mean, I might one day do the ski thing, though. Because you sit in a thing that's like a ski lift chair, and it takes you over the top of the mountain, over the trees, and down to the sea level, and it's very cool. But he also built some kind of a toboggan run that's, you know, because it was inspired by the Jamaican ski team.
Oh, right.
The toboggan team.
The bobsled team.
Yeah, the bobsled people, yeah. So, yeah, you can do that on his property, too. And unfortunately, regrettably, the fellow passed away a few years ago. He and his wife started a car rental company on St. Thomas in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Did the same kind of thing. I think they were from New Jersey. And one day he said, what am I doing here in the snow? They went to St. Thomas, and he didn't know what he was going to do, and he started a car rental company that wound up down at the seaport, where they built this whole big seaport with these huge ships come in weekly. And he built, he became part of Budget Rent-A-Car. And he became, ultimately, about 20 years after starting his car rental business, became a Budget Car Rental franchisee. Had this nice building right down there at the seaport, so people coming off the ships would rent him and whatever. We met him early on in his career, and he had a sign in his, he was using the, for those of you who know St. Thomas, he was using the parking lot of Yacht Haven, which was like moderately priced lodging facility, hotel down in Charlotte Amalie Harbor. And he had this little, it looked like a telephone booth. You know, it was like a parking lot attendance booth where he would check you in and out with your car rental.
Mm-hmm.
And they leased him some space, and he'd park his cars there and operate his business literally from this telephone booth of a little shack. And he had a sign in the on his little ledge there. I mean, he didn't even have a place to sit down in this thing. He had a ledge that he operated off of. This was in the very early stages of his business. He had a little sign that said, "The cost of your car rental is directly proportionate to how much I like you."
Wow.
Never forgot the guy. But, you know, I just love that, you know, people realize one day they don't have to have what their cousins and nieces and nephews and friends and neighbors have in terms of lifestyle. They don't have to be doing things that way. There are other ways to live that would better suit the mentality, the framework, the purpose within any one person. And you got to have the courage to risk.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I mean, this was a risk. I mean, you're...
I mean, I watched your face, your whole expression and demeanor change, Jerry, from when you were talking about life in London, and then you said, and so I got a plane ticket, and I flew to Ireland. And, I mean, you lit up, you know, and just the, you know, you just, one big smiling, beaming light. And so clearly, this was the right decision for you.
It was the next day after. It was the next day after I went to
you
those
said
three
enough
meetings.
Is enough?
Yeah, I got home, looked on the internet, and the next day I was on a plane to have a look at this place.
And this was pretty much, this was the number one place you wanted to see, the only place you wanted to see.
There was this and Mockery, surprisingly.
How do you like that?
Yeah.
I'm glad you did this.
Yeah, yeah.
And Mockery is a real live castle, people. I mean, it's like, I don't know what, 300-400-year-old castle. Yeah. It looks like the Rook in a chess set. From the outside, it's fabulous. I haven't been there in years. I mean, we're going to go over and have a look at it because the people that bought it, and I heard it sold for €1.5 million. Can you imagine? That'll buy you two blades of grass on Long Island. Mm-hmm. But in any event, I mean, it's remarkable what you can buy over here. But, yeah, I could see why you would be smitten by this place. It's just incredible. And the grounds are incredible.
Yeah.
So you wrapped it up real quick.
Yeah.
And you bought it from an ex-rock star or something.
Yeah, he was in a sort of boy band. And we kind of bought it from him. So I think we had about 50 sets of speakers in the ceiling, so we removed all those and kind of just changed it a bit.
People, go online, have a look at Castledale Sligo, S-L-I-G-O. CastledaleSligo.com. And regrettably, we've run out of time for today, for this hour, for the show. Come back next week. This is Stephanie Abrams. Gotta fly now.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.